Let's pray real quick. Father, come to you in the name of Jesus. We lift up everybody. The bodies, we reach out right now. There's no distance in the spirit realm. We reach out right now to those that are hurting and pain. Bodies ain't acting right. I know there's several of them this morning. Right now, in the name of Jesus, our CCAM family that's under the weather or got a cold or whatever it may be, even Pastor Paul down, you know, not feeling well. Father, we reach out right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak to these bodies, and we tell the bodies to be made whole, be made straight. You operate as you're supposed to. You do as you're supposed to do, body. Feet, you act right. Joints, you act right. Back, you get straight in the name of Jesus. Sinuses, we tell you to clear out. Fever, we tell you to go in the name of Jesus. Stomach pain is gone in Jesus' name. We reach out right now in the name of Jesus and in the Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that your power is available to all of those who wish to partake of it. So we wish to partake of it right now, Father. We partake of it in Jesus' name. We eat it like it's bread, Lord. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus, we call them healed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's no distance in the Spirit. Amen. So it's cold this morning, they say. No? I thought so, but I don't know. I didn't go out there. There was little flurries out there earlier, but I didn't pay attention to them. I didn't. It's Louisiana. It's supposed to be hot, right? Muggy, humid. It's not supposed to be cold, right? Anyway. So everybody doing good? Okay, if you remember last week, we talked about Mary. You're going to have a little Merry Christmas. Well, today we're going to kind of continue on that a little bit. And it's going to take me a while to jump into it, but y'all just hold on tight and everything's going to be fine. But it's going to take me a little bit to get into it. But you remember Mary from was it last week or was it the week before? I can't remember. Last week? Okay. I've slept a little bit. Yeah, a Merry Christmas. Yeah. And if you remember, the angel came to Mary and said, hey, this is what's going to happen. And Mary said, how's this going to be? You know, I don't understand. And he said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and overtake you. And then you remember I talked about that whenever we hear from God, that God will send us a message or something. And we have to receive that thing and allow the Holy Spirit to work with us and in us and through us so that we can be birthed. Something can birth on the inside of us and we can become just like Mary and be toting that which is from the spirit realm, and it will manifest itself in the natural realm. Amen? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
So today, I'm going to continue on the same lines of trying to get that thing birthed, but looking more into 18. A lot of people are talking about goals for 18, the vision for 18, where we're going to be at in 18, what's the direction for 18. In fact, I asked a preacher friend of mine the other day, I was like, dude, I have not heard a word about what 18 is going to be the year of. Normally started in October, November, December, in those months, you start hearing from these prophets that God has placed on the earth that still exist today, and you start hearing these prophetic words of what 2018 is going to be, and I ain't been hearing a whole lot. It's just been kind of quiet, you know. I've even asked the Lord, like, man, who's got the word this year, man? Where's it coming from? And we're all setting these goals and looking out there trying to get ready for 18, gear up, want to put 17 behind us. 17 was not great. 18 should be better. We're expecting it to be better. God takes us from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Everything should be getting better, but Lord, what's the word going to be? And so looking at the thing and praying about it, and I'm a little different from most people. I just don't stop and sit down and pray. Like, I do it sometimes, but it's not a continual thing. It's like a conversation that I have that doesn't ever end, if that makes sense. It's a constant conversation that I'm having with God throughout my day. It's not like a prayer time thing that I do. I do sometimes when I'm led there, but most of the time it's a relational thing where I'm just talking with Him. And he reminded me, you know, that to be led by the Spirit. You know, like Mary, if you continue to look at Mary and Joseph and the story of them, it said the Spirit of God told them to go do this, and then an angel showed up and said, go over here, and then Joseph felt like he needed to do this thing. And then you take a look at the life of Jesus, and you hear, well, the Lord said, you know, the Spirit led him this way, and the Spirit led him that way. You get over into Acts, and it said the Spirit said them, for them to go over here, and then the Spirit forbade them to go that way, and the Spirit said this, and the Spirit said that. And so God is showing me all this, and he's sitting back, and I'm like, okay, man, yeah, I get it. The Spirit did, the Spirit did. He goes, well, there is communication going on here. There's communication happening. I haven't stopped trying to tell people where to go and what to do. Communication is happening. The problem is that we're not in tune to the same communication that he's in. All right? Communication. So this morning I'm going to talk about communication is where I'm going to go from. All right? In the world today, I looked it up last night, there are 65 different social media types out there today. 65. That's all. I thought it would be more. I thought it would be in the hundreds. But there's only 65 social media types that are out there today that people primarily use. Now, there are some that are not normally, you know, not on the thing 100%, but there are, no, 61, excuse me. 61 type of social networking sites, social media, social networking. How do we get in contact with each other? There's 61 of them out there. I thought it was more like C-3PO. You know, because C-3PO said that there were like, he was fluent in how many forms of communication? Anybody? No. Oh my gosh. Nobody knows? Six. Thank you. Over 6 million forms of communication from the lady in the back. Gosh. I just thought people were Star Wars fans around here. I guess not. Never will I will never quote another Star Wars quote in this building ever again. No, it's over. It's over. I am sorely disappointed. You should have known that. How do I lie? You'll never quote Star Wars. I won't do it. I'm being called a lying preacher from the front row. The hecklers. The hecklers on the front row are calling me a liar. Gosh. No more Star Wars. I'm done. So disappointed. I did. Half my wardrobe is gone. Yeah, if you're looking to see what to get me for my birthday, I need some plain t-shirts. Yeah, from now on, just The Last Jedi is it, which is not really true Star Wars. So, all right, let's get off of that. 61 different types of social media that are being used today. All right. Here's some statistics on how we like, this is us. We want to communicate with each other. We want to have relationships with each other. Let's see about us. 75% of male internet users are on Facebook, as well as 83% of female users are on Facebook. 32% of teenagers consider Instagram to be the most important social network out there. 81% of millennials check their Twitter at least once a day. Most Instagram users are between 18 and 29 years old, and about 6 out of 10 online, that's 6 out of 10 of the online adults that exist out there. So your 60% of your online adults are between the ages of 18 and 29 years old. Crazy. You won't be on the internet. On any given day, Snapchat reaches 41% of the 18 to 30-year-olds in the United States. 18% of them. Facebook is number one in social networking, okay? There are more users on Facebook than there is of any of the other ones. 22% of the world's total population, uses Facebook. 22% of 7 billion people. That's a big number. The heckler in the front is a banker that cannot count. I would recommend not going to the Sibley branch if you want your deposit to be correct. Yeah, who's his boss? That's right. Man. Based on total population, this is for the United States, total population, not internet users, but total population, 68% of United States adults are on Facebook. Well, that's funny you should bring it up. 61% of 50 to 64-year-olds are on Facebook. So out of the 50s to 64-ish, 65s are on Facebook, 56% are 65 or above of that population of 65, over half of them use Facebook. I mean, it's true. I got it off the internet, so it has to be true, right? Say 76% of the Facebook users use it daily, every single day. The average user has 155 friends. Oh, here we go. Every 60 seconds on Facebook, you'll like this one. Every 60 seconds, you have 510,000 comments posted. Every 60 seconds. Yeah, you'll like this one. Yeah, thanks. 239,000 statuses are updated every 60 seconds. Yeah. 136,000 photos are uploaded every 60 seconds. It's crazy. The site tallies 8 billion average daily video views. So every day, their average day, you're going to have 8 billion views. Is that right? Did I say 8 billion? 8 billion average daily views. So people are watching the video over and over and over, is what that says. Twitter. 88% of businesses with more than 100 employees use Twitter to market right now. Eighteen percent of the 50 to 64-year-olds use Twitter. 18%. The largest percentage is the 18 to 29-year-olds. 36% of them use Twitter. Pinterest. Pinterest is growing. It's number three. Facebook, then you've got Twitter, and then Pinterest. And I can't remember the exact statistics, but Pinterest is one percentile less than Twitter in usage, whatever that number was. It was one percentile less, so it's right there next to one of the biggest users out there, or forms of communication that's being used right now. And the statistics are really, really the same. 25% of Pinterest users use it daily, and 31% at least once a week in Pinterest. YouTube. Yep. YouTube overall is becoming, it reaches more of the 18 to 49-year-olds than any cable network in the United States in 2017. YouTube. YouTube met more people than cable TV. That's why whenever you're on YouTube and you're starting to see more and more of these advertisements that popped up, because that's where people are. So the advertisers are starting to pay to be out there. And I wonder what happens on the cable side if cable ever goes away. It could. Just 10,000 YouTube videos have generated more than 1 billion views. So 10,000 YouTube videos have generated 1 billion views. It's crazy. And I got all this. I'm doing research for the bank, trying to figure out what the best way to get in touch with people. And that's really where this originated from. It's statistics from a place that's called the Blue Corina or something. I can't remember the name of it, but what they do is they track statistics online to tell you how often people use it, and they give this information to businesses to help them further figure out how to better advertise to you to get you to buy our products. Okay? That's where all this came from. 70% of the traffic from YouTube is on a mobile. On average, 1 billion hours of video is watched per day. This is worldwide. It's crazy. Typical YouTube session is for 40 minutes. So people, when they get on YouTube and they're looking and doing and watching, 40 minutes. That's average. Yeah. Instagram. 51% of them use it every day. 35% say that they look at the platform several times a day. Several times a day. 200 million people every day Instagram some sort of story. And see, Instagram, I don't understand Instagram. I don't get that. Like, I signed up for Instagram, and I got an account, and all of a sudden, people around me, like friends of mine, were like, well, dude, you got to post something. And I'm like, well, I didn't know. I don't know how to communicate on Instagram. I thought you just get an account. I didn't know it was, Like you had to do something. I don't want to do anything. I just want an account, you know? I don't want to have to do anything. Back in my day, you just got the MySpace, you know? For those of you that remember MySpace. Snapchat, here's one. Over 400 million snaps are shared on Snapchat per day. 400 million snaps per day shared. Goodness gracious. 9,000 photos are shared every second on Snapchat. And they go away. We love to communicate. We love to show people and tell people what's going on. And we love to hear what people have to say and what's going on with them. We love it. We eat it up. We love to communicate. 400 million snaps a day. Eighteen percent of all the U.S. social media users use Snapchat. So, how many did I say used social media altogether? I can't remember the statistics. So it's not quite 60-something percent of people use. Out of those people, 18% of them use Snapchat, and those 18%, that few, when you're looking at the number, snap something 400 million times a day. When do y'all work? I mean, when do you work when you're doing that? I don't understand that. That's crazy. We love to communicate. We love it. We want to talk. We want to share. We want to experience. We love it. We eat it up. Where do we get it from? Well, of course it's God. We're in church. That's a children's pastor that's been upgraded to youth. Every answer is Jesus, God, heaven, or the Bible. Just we love to communicate because our Father made us that way. He made us in His image and in His likeness. He wants to communicate to us all the time. He wants to be a part of what's going on. My mom was so excited about being on Facebook, she didn't know what to do with herself. You want to know why? So she could see what her kids were doing. That's why. And mama loves to share on that Facebook Messenger thing. You know how you can share videos and such? All the time. She doesn't realize that they're actually trying to sell you something. She just thinks they're cool videos. I'm like, Mom, quit sending this crap to me. I don't want this. But she wanted Facebook so she could spend time with us. And each and every one of us, if you think about it, each and every one of us, we have a particular way we like to be communicated to. Like in business, like I got a friend of mine that's in here right now that I email regularly. And she would rather have an email than me to call her and give her about 15 or 16 different things that I want to do and I need them by yesterday. Isn't that right, Miss Eva? She would rather me send her an email and tell her in email all the 16 or 17 things that I need done because it's just kind of easier to keep up with for her. I would rather you text me than call me. Just why is that? Because that's just what I like. I like to text. In fact, Joel cracks on me because I'll get in my office, I'll put my phone out and say, I'm listening while he's talking, and I'll just go to texting. You know? Yeah. That's what I prefer. But my Papaw Spillers, he would prefer for you to pick up the landline and call 377 number. And he'll answer it and sit in his recliner and sit there and rock and talk to you for hours. But he don't want to pick up that cell phone, and he's got one of those old flip ones. And he uses the flip phone to make sure that it shuts off. You know, that way he knows it's off and they're not talking. In fact, for a while we had to tell him, Papaw, you got to keep it on. Like, he would turn it off. And he would say, hey, man, nobody ever calls me on that thing. It's like, well, Papaw, you got to turn it on. Ain't nobody go. They may be calling. You probably have 15 or 16 voice messages from the past 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, what's a voice message, right? Is that the same thing as that box? I don't have one of those boxes at the house. If you don't get me, you're not going to get me. We just have preferential ways that we like to be spoken to. See, God, He has several different ways that He can speak to us, but He has His preferences too. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yeah, He's on Facebook. God's got a Facebook page. Jesus has a Facebook page. We are on Facebook. Am I on Facebook right now? Cool. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Are we there? Verse 9. How about it? Boom. Yeah, I like this one. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard. See, now this thing, what I'm about to bring out is that God is a spirit. He lives and exists in the spirit realm. We're talking about 2018, this place being a portal, a door. The door is open not only to heaven up above us, but also out to the community in which we have been called to serve. And for us to be able to properly take that which is in heaven, bring it here to the earth and spit it out to the world in which we live, we have to be able to communicate with heaven the way that heaven likes to communicate with us. There's a particular way that we have to communicate on this thing. You can't Snapchat, you can't Facebook the thing, you can't email up there, you can't text up there, but there is a way to communicate. And God has set out in His Word the way that He likes to communicate with us. And the first thing He tells us before He breaks into it is that, look, you can't hear it and you can't see it. So you got to get all that mess out of your head. You got to get away from the idea of thinking that God is going to talk to you like your sister, brother, cousin's going to talk to you. He's got His own way of doing things that's set out in the Word. Look at this. Eye has not seen, neither has entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them. Go ahead, verse 10. But, I love that. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Verse 11. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Look at that. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So he's like, look, you got to get on the level with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. It's a spirit-to-spirit thing. All right, verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. God has a system of communication with His people, and it's called spirit to spirit. He uses the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to communicate to us. Now, can He use an angel? Of course. Can he shake the ground and all the things that we see do and act? Yes. But His primary mode of communication to His children is by His Spirit. Primarily. So if we want to hear from God, if we really want to hear from God for 2018, we have to get ourselves in line with how He communicates, where He communicates, and when He communicates. We have to realize that He will communicate us through and by His Spirit, which is placed on the inside of us all the time, everywhere we go. All the time, everywhere we go. Like I said when I opened up, I don't have a prayer time. I pray. That's the best way I can put it to you. I have to say something about the toilet. When I'm on the toilet, I pray. When I'm working, I'm praying. Even when it doesn't matter what I'm doing, prayer is involved with what's going on. Why? Because I'm communicating the way that God has created us to communicate. Is any of this sticking? Or? Yeah. Okay. I got a ton of notes. Like, look at this thing. There's like all kinds of... Look at that. Look, it's still going. Keep going. Look at that. And that's little bitty phone. It's all statistics. Every last one of them is statistic. It's a statistic. Eyes not seen, ears heard. Neither has ear heard, entered in the heart of man. Whenever it says entered into the heart of man, you got to understand that that's talking about our conscious mind. You can't think hard enough and get what God wants you to have. You can't just think it out. Now, you can get information and shove it in this thing that we call a brain. You can read your word and shove in there. You can read books. You can read statistics. You can do all of that, but you can't conceive what God wants you to do here. That's why it says that the natural man will call it foolishness, because to him it doesn't make any sense. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered in the heart of man. None of this that's on this earth is going to be able to receive that which God has created in the spirit realm. It has to come through our spirits. It has to show up here. The Amplified Bible says in verse 10 that, yet to us God has revealed and unveiled what he's got for us by and through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God. The Holy Ghost knows God better than anybody else. The Holy Spirit knows what God wants for each and every one of you better than anybody else. Better than anybody. He searches and sounds out the deep and profound things of God. He knows God better than anybody. He knows you better than anybody. So therefore, He being a line of communication can reveal to you exactly what God is trying to say and reveal to God exactly what you're trying to say. He can be a mode of communication to where there is no interruption. There is no distraction. There is nothing that can disconnect the communicating lines between the two of you, and He can translate everything perfectly as we need to hear it. Amen. And He translates it from spirit to spirit. That's why it seems so foolish to us. When tongues first came out and I heard about tongues, I thought that was the craziest thing in the world. Why is that? Because I was naturally minded. I didn't understand that God's mode of communication revolves and is based on and founded in the Holy Spirit. And so when I started seeing this stuff and hearing this stuff, I thought it was crazy. In fact, when I started going to a church like this, a multi-denominational, spirit-filled, Bible-based church, you know, charismatic, whatever you want to call the thing, when I started going to church like that, I thought that my calling was to be able to be the person that goes to that church and says, you can do all the stuff that they do without the help of the Spirit, without the tongue thing. You can go and you don't have to do any of the tongue stuff. And look at me now. Look at me. Just look at it. Am I making sense here? The mode of communication for God can seem strange. I mean, do you remember the first time you sent a text? You guys don't worry about it. But those of you that are over the age of 35, remember the first time you sent a text? Text? You come up here and do this mess. It was different. It was strange. You questioned whether or not the person on the other end was really that person. Oh, that's not God. That's the devil. Them people speaking in tongues, that's the devil. No, it ain't. You're just questioning who's on the other side because it's unusual to you. You've never done this before. You've never been in this before. I send a text message out and it comes back and I'm questioning whether it's not there. I go to somebody that's done it before. Hey, is this right? Yeah, that's right. You can trust it. Let me see. I'm gonna get on here. Okay, John chapter 16, verses 14 through 15 on the Amplified Bible, please. I like to use the Amplified Bible because it amplifies. Yeah, the women's Bible. Is that the Amplified? No, that's not it. Is that the Amplified? The one that was in my notes? No. That ain't what was in my notes. 14. Oh, we ain't got to 15 yet. That's just 14. Okay. All right, this is John chapter 16. All right, John chapter 16 is a chapter where Jesus is talking about the Holy Ghost. If you don't believe me, go over there and read it. And in 14, he starts talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, He will glorify and honor me because He, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. Verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. This is Jesus talking. Because of this, I said that He, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and will reveal it to you. That ain't what I got. Mine says, go back to verse 14, when it says, it says, He will take what is mine and will disclose, declare, and transmit to you. That must be the new Amplified Bible. Because the old school Amplified Bible that I got at the house says He will reveal, declare, disclose, and transmit to you. So the Holy Spirit is there to reveal, disclose, and transmit to us the things that Jesus has in His hands. And those things that He has in His hands belong to God. And He will make everything that Jesus has and reveal, disclose, and transmit them to us. That is His job. The Holy Spirit is to bring everything that Jesus has to us and disclose it to us. So, disclose. It was closed up, but now it's not. Dis, not closed. So the things that you think that God is trying to hold back from you that seem to be closed up to you are disclosed. And so therefore they are revealed. They are opened to you and transmitted and given to you by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, yeah. That's how God does this thing. Yep. That's the way this thing operates. For us to be able to see and know what it is God wants us to do every day. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Did I put that one in there? Yeah, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What's the next one? 15. What does it say? For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. When you receive the spirit of adoption, he would cry, Father. Verse 16. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Just to even be able to know that you're saved, He has to tell you in your spirit that you're saved. That you're going to heaven. That Jesus is your Lord. Like if you ever had anybody try to tell you that you don't know what you're talking about. Anyone? I get it all the time. People tell me all the time, I don't know what I'm talking about whenever I get it. You don't know what you're talking about. Blah, 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 blah. On the inside of me, something on the inside of me is like, no, that's not right. It just don't feel right. It just feels wrong. That's the Spirit bearing witness with my spirit. Not with my mind, not with my eyes, not with my ears. Not anything that's soulical, not anything that's physical. But through my spirit, it reveals to me. I'm like, man, wait a minute. That ain't right. Have you ever heard anybody use the term, it dawned on me the other day? It just dawned on me the other day. Well, guess what? That is how the Spirit communicates to us. To dawn means to bring light. It was dark, and then the sun rose, and now we have dawn. Yeah. right? It originated from being able to hear from the Spirit of God and it dawning upon me, the light has come. Because whenever God spoke in the beginning, what did He say first? Let there be light. Not just the sun to where we can see, but light to where we can have understanding of everything that He is trying to reveal to us. Let that light come. And that light comes on the inside of you and you go, man, it dawned on me the other day. It's that simple. We try to make it hard. We try to do like we do in the natural realm. In the natural realm, we've got 61 different forms of communication. We're going to hit the thing every day. We're going to get on it. And then we're going to get on this other account. And then we're going to get another account. The account got locked up, so we got to get it all open. Got to email me this so I get it wide open again. Somebody hacked my account. Somebody, you got all that stuff going on, and we're trying to bring that to God. And God's just simply, no, man. I just talk to you through your spirit. I put the spirit in you. You are a spirit. You are a living, but this is the core of who you are is not your physical stuff. I got it out. It's not that. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in your body. And so God is going to communicate to you in and by your spirit. In your spirit. Proverbs chapter 3 says, in all your ways you acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your paths. Lord, we want to acknowledge You, but to acknowledge, we're kind of like, hey, what's up? No, that's not acknowledging. Yo, what's up, Travis? I just acknowledged Him. That's the way we are. That's what we do, God. Hey, God, what's up, man? You know? Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. You see what I'm saying? We just acknowledge. No, that's not how you acknowledge God in all your ways. To acknowledge God means to know Him in all your ways. To know Him so well, to have a known experience with Him in all of your ways. To know Him. To experience. To have experienced and recognize Him in the way that you're going. And to step into another way and go, you know what? Whoa. I ain't really feeling God in all this that I'm doing right here. I don't feel like He's really with me. And so be able to back off of that thing that you're trying to do and find the Spirit of God and move the right way. Acknowledge. Knowing of an experience. He wants so bad to lead us. He wants to lead us in life. I mean, it's like my mom. My mom wanted to communicate with us so bad she had to go get a Facebook account just so she could see what was going on. He's constantly talking. He's constantly telling us where to go. He's constantly telling us what to do. He is constantly directing our paths. He is constantly saying, do this, do that, do this, do that. The question is whether or not we are communicating on the right level with God. Or do we even care? That would be even worse, that we don't even care what God has to say today. And I venture to say that probably is the whole issue to begin with. Do we really care? Do we really want to hear from God or not? If we don't, heck with it. Who cares? I certainly don't, so why should anybody else, right? That's not a good attitude to have, but that might be the core of where I'm getting at here today. Do you even care that you can't hear His voice? Does it even bother you that you don't know what God's voice sounds like? I'm not looking at you. I'm just looking that direction. I promise, sweetie. She just looked at me like, oh, my God. I care whether or not I hear the voice of God. I mean, Jesus, whenever Jesus, you know, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? It's because that line of communication was broke off when He was on the cross. He broke it off, and up to that point, He had never been separated from God, but He was separated at that point. And He got to that spot and was separated from that spot so that we would never have to be. So that we could always have a lasting relationship with God. Y'all stand up. I started meddling, so I need to quit. All right, for 2018, you probably got goals, plans, and things you want to do.